The Church of San Mauro Abbat, dedicated to the patron saint, is a 17th century building featuring three naves. It stands atop the remains of three earlier churches, parts of which can still be seen through the glass floor panels: the Church of San Mauro Abate, the Church of San Giovanni Evangelista, and the Church of San Vito. According to the records in La Rocca's book, the church was built thanks to the initiative of Dr. Bartholomew Sarica, a medical doctor who studied at the University of Paris and was also a member of the confraternity of St. Mauro. He devoted himself to gathering workers and collecting donations for the construction. As the records describe, "I will say for the whole town, as every one of the people, both men and women, generously contributed, some with money, others with goods, and some with labor. They brought all the materials needed for the building, such as stones, lime, sand, water, and other alms. The men who had beasts competed to carry the lime and sand, and on feast days they carried the stones. Furthermore, the food expenses for the masters and other workers were also covered by alms. It was enough for the aforementioned Don Giuseppe Sarica, a priest and son of Dr. Bartholomew, to go through the town to provide what was needed: bread, wine, cheese, and more. Every evening, a devoted household prepared lasagna for the workers' crew and brought it to the construction site in large dishes inside baskets lined with taffeta and embroidered silk napkins. Many local women accompanied those carrying the baskets. A shame in our times when alms are so scarce and people so reluctant to lend a hand with even the smallest task in service of the house of God. Construction of the Church of San Mauro began in 1620, though the bell tower was already built by 1614, as confirmed by a plaque inside the rectory. In 1650, the church was expanded with two additional arches, likely completed by 1661, as indicated by a stone plaque located on the underside of the first arch on the left, which reads, "M.R. Vincentives, Drago, Procurator, 1661. Among the treasures inside, special attention is drawn to the statue of the patron saint known as Avara. This wooden statue of the saint seated on a throne is housed within an elaborate Baroque canopy supported by eight twisted columns. The entire structure weighs around 600 kilograms and is carried on the shoulders during the long traditional processions held in honor of the saint. Other notable works include the statue of the Madonna of the Audience from 1477, several wooden statues by Giacomo Deodato, San Giovanni Evangelista, and Filippo Quattrocchi, San Michele Arcangelo, the intricately chased silver altar frontal depicting the miraculous deeds of San Mauro, and the grand fresco of the saint's apotheosis adorning the vaulted ceiling above the altar. A noteworthy recent addition is the embroidered altar frontal created by a devoted parishioner, Giovanna Glorioso, in 2012 to mark the Marino Jubilee. The adjacent bell tower is crowned with a distinctive majolica-tiled spire made of overlapping hemispheres, decorated with geometric patterns inspired by Eastern designs visible from outside. The feast day of San Mauro Abate is celebrated on January 15th. In past centuries, on this day, the confraternity would bake cucha, a traditional dish, which was then distributed to the poor. The summer celebrations officially take place on the first Tuesday of July, the solemn day, but festivities begin the preceding Sunday and Monday and conclude on the following Sunday, known as the Octave. Known as Afera, this is the longest patronal festival in the Madoni region.